It's 12.06 p.m. That's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Wednesday, January 12th. Oh, it's just going by. Month of January is just, wow, where did the time go? 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Good to have you with us. For hour number two, we're going to be joined at the bottom of the hour by Sheriff Richard Mack, constitutional sheriff, standing up and pushing back on all these mask and vaccine, et cetera, mandates that they can throw at. Yes, the constitutional sheriffs are out there defending all of us little domestic terrorists out there. At least that's what our DOJ has declared war on us. You know, shame on you people in Washington for even insinuating that people who love this country are domestic terrorists. I cannot believe what I'm hearing come out of the mouths of these people. You give them an inch, they take a mile. You see how that works? Remember that old saying? Well, you know, we're talking about the red wave. Everybody knows what that is. If you just watched what happened in Virginia with the recent elections there and Glenn Youngkin and the slate of Republican candidates all across the board and as far as diversity goes. Well, Epoch Times is reporting that Columbia, South Carolina has a new mayor taking office after defeating an Obama-backed candidate. Former Columbia, South Carolina City Councilman Daniel Rickaman was sworn in as the city's new Republican-backed mayor January 4th after defeating Tamika Isaac Devine, a candidate endorsed by former President Barack Obama. Though mayoral elections in the capital city are nonpartisan, Rickaman is affiliated with the Republican Party. In addition to receiving backing from Obama, his opponent, a Democrat, was endorsed by House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn, Democrat of South Carolina. Rickaman cedes former Mayor Stephen Benjamin, a Democrat who did not seek a fourth term after serving 11 years. In the final but unofficial results, Rickaman received 52% of the vote to Devine's 48%, which is in total votes 10,554 to 9,762, a difference of 792 votes. Following his win in November, Republicans said it's evidence of a growing red wave that will see Republicans recapture the House during the 2022 midterms. Senator Rick Scott of Florida, the head of the Senate's GOP reelection arm, said Columbia has been led by Democratic mayors for 30 years, while Biden won by 30 points last year. Earlier in that month, Republican Glenn Youngkin, as we said, defeated Terry McAuliffe in Virginia in what some analysts said was a major victory in a reliably blue state that hasn't had a Republican governor for more than a decade. Biden won that state by 10 percentage points in that last year. At his swearing-in ceremony, Rickaman promised clean sidewalk streets and schools as well as public safety. Lord knows we need some of that. He alluded the national talk of shutdowns by stating Columbia would stay open for business. He would seek and work to reduce taxes and fees that close the gap between surviving and thriving. It shouldn't take millions of dollars to take advantage of an opportunity in this city. It should only take determination and effort, according to the new mayor. That's the one important thing. You vote for the person, not the party. That's one thing that stuck out. This is very similar to what George Bush did, defeating Ann Richards in Texas. Instead of smearing Ann Richards for all the things she did wrong, he promoted the issues and got elected on it. That's exactly what Youngkin did in Virginia, and the voters wanted to hear it, and they voted accordingly. This is why when they talk about the red wave, understand also to vote for the person, not the party. Yes, I know many of you out there are registered Republicans, but you have a duty as a registered voter, and it doesn't matter which party you represent or have declared affiliation with. Your duty is to research the candidate, to look up their voting record, if they've served in the past, look at their platform, see how they voted. This is all part of that little Be Proactive article that I put out, that we posted in PDF form on our website, thepowerhour.com. Dr. Joe Mercola has come out with a story stating that despite all the signs indicating that the SARS-CoV-2 Omicron variant causes only mild illness, the World Health Organization, of course, oh, we can't have that narrative getting out. They've declared Omicron, oh my God, moronic, whatever you want to call it, a variant of concern. And countries responded with renewed mask mandates and lockdowns. You see, you can't ever let a good crisis go to waste, said Rahm Emanuel. Wow. December 20, 2021, the U.S. press went wild with this. reporting the first Omicron death had been reported in Houston, Texas. Some claiming the man was killed by reinfection with Omicron, even though he'd recovered from previous COVID-19 illness, suggesting natural immunity doesn't work against this variant. And as it turns out, this was fake news, folks. The county health department could not confirm the patient died from Omicron infection, only he tested positive for it at some point before death. He reportedly had underlying health conditions. Well, you know, this is a very bad thing that it gives the CDC fodder and ammunition for Rochelle the Witch Walensky to tell people that, oh, well, if you have underlying health conditions, you definitely need to be vaccinated. This is what is causing all those comorbidities, folks. While the unvaccinated have higher transmission rates, they're less likely than the COVID jab to develop problematic infections from Omicron, suggesting Omicron evades vaccine-induced immunity, which is why natural immunity, what is it, 99.7% chance you're going to recover from it? And we want you to pay attention to yesterday's broadcast with Dr. Syed Haider. If you did not get a chance to listen to it, please go online and listen to it, because he's going to help you stock your medicine cabinet so that if you do get an infection, you'll be able to get through it immediately. And this is what we talk about. The ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. You've heard the saying. Nothing wrong with that. We don't want you to become one of those people that the strike force is going to come out and involuntarily detain if you live in Washington State. This is just so nutty that they are taking advantage of a variant. Why are there so many variants? I suspect it's because the jab, which is causing a lot of these infections, contains the AIDS virus. And you're going, oh, come on, Dave, how do you know that? Well, Dave knows, because we were doing some research way back in my days in Florida on the radio show, and we discovered Jean-Luc Montagnier, who was a Nobel laureate, came out with his research team's research, which discovered 4% of this SARS-CoV-2 virus in the jab that was created in a lab in Wuhan, thanks to the United States, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and Dr. Ralph Baric, who sent it through, along with $3.7 million of your U.S. tax dollars through Echo Health Alliance and Dr. Peter Daszak. It has the AIDS virus in it. 4% of it is HIV, which means since HIV is a recombinant virus, it will create 655 trillion strains. Now, it might be a little toned down, only being 4% of what the real HIV virus is. It might only create a couple of million strains. But as I say, who knows until we start seeing the results? And the results will manifest themselves over time, folks, and so will the truth. Tom in Michigan, welcome to the program. Good day to you, sir.
Thanks for taking my call. You said something Monday, I heard on rebroadcast, that I just wanted to comment on, and I hear a lot, you know, you're talking about buying American, you know, how China's taking us over. And I mean, most of the stuff I have in my house has made in China written on it someplace. But, you know, I've taken the attitude that, you know, it's kind of double attitude that, you know, well, yeah, if you can make something I can afford in America, you know, that's great. But the other thing is that basically, you know, if I have money and I see something and I, well, you know, maybe I'll buy this, you know, and I got money and I buy it, you know, because it's not going to break me. And, you know, if I don't have money, then I have to go out and figure out a way to get money so I can get what I need or what I want. Okay, so the government now, just whenever they need money, they just tap the citizen, okay? And that's, you know, in using the unconstitutional income tax. And, okay, I just wanted to say what, in the constitutional debates, I just wanted a quote from the case Pollock versus Farmers Loan and Trust. This was in 1895. It's 157 U.S. 429 at 565. Okay, this is, they're quoting from the constitutional debates, and they're quoting Ellsworth. He was, I believe, the first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, and he was, you know, he was in a lot of the constitutional debates. And Ellsworth, in the Connecticut Convention, in discussing power of Congress to lay taxes, pointed out that all sources of revenue except the impost still lay open to the states. And then he went on to say that that wars, I'm not reading now, but he basically, wars are have become wars of the purse rather than okay, just basically the power of the purse. But then, you know, they still, they decided not to, so he said, okay, direct taxation can go but little way towards raising revenue. To raise money in this way, people must be provident. They must constantly be laying up money to answer the demands of the collector. But you cannot make people thus provident. If you would do anything to the purpose, you must come in when they are spending and take part with them. And that's your indirect taxes. Where, you know, so, I mean, logically, if the government was relying on indirect taxes, because, you know, to apportion a tax is very difficult and difficult to pass, they would have to look for a way to make money, just the way I have to look for a way to get money if I want something. And then they would look at, they would be able to see in Article 1, Section 8, that they can have tariffs on things coming into our country. And the byproduct of those tariffs would be increased wages for the people in this country, because if you lay a tariff too low, you don't make as much revenue. If you lay the tariff too high, well, the item doesn't get imported, so you don't raise enough revenue. So there would be that tariff, you know, stimulates the competition between the domestic worker or employer and the, you know, the outside goods, the imports. And, I mean, so basically, constitutionally, we, you know, I've got the high ground. I know that the tax is unconstitutional. The only way I can avoid it is I look in the 1040 instructions. It says, who must file? I look it up in the instructions, and it says, okay, I'm over 65. Anybody else? And this applies to most people. There's some three or four different charts. This is the main one. Okay, most people over 65. If I make, I think it's $14,250 on gross income, I don't have to file unless I want to get some of the goodies. You know, there's extra goodies that they're giving out nowadays. Or, you know, if I want deductions, I don't know. Maybe. The point is. Yeah, I just want to make the point that our country is being destroyed by this income tax, and I don't know, maybe somebody else has a better idea that they think, you know, you hear your Biden say, oh, you got to pay your fair share, and, you know, in the speech, and everybody
wants. Tom, I thought yeah. You were going to start whispering it like Biden did, pay your fair share. I thought you were going to whisper that. I do actually have another solution. We're talking about taxes here, as long as you're going to bring that up. And I have always said that people who understand how the system works, you understand that this scenario in Gregory versus Halvering, 293 U.S. 465, it's a 1935 case, defined permissible tax avoidance as actions that reduce, avoid, minimize, or alleviate taxes through wholly legitimate means. The court elaborated that the legal right of a taxpayer to decrease the amount of what otherwise would be his taxes or altogether avoid them by means which the law permits cannot be doubted. Now I'm going to quote Justice Learned Hand. Remember that name? We may, quote, arrange our affairs so that our taxes shall be as low as possible. We are not bound to choose that pattern which best pays the treasury. We do not even have a patriotic duty to increase our taxes. Now, we are not talking about tax evasion, Tom. We're talking about tax avoidance. And what one has to do is create an LLC, which is what I did, and I have not been audited since because of the fact that you get more deductions than you would as a sole proprietor. And a lot of people have not picked up on that. The more people that start their own businesses, the less they're going to pay the government. And this is the thing. If you're going to continue to pay taxes dutifully and you are worried so much about how your schools are going to survive, well, obviously you'd need to do a little bit more research because that's what property taxes in most states cover. And you have, because of the fact that these are state-imposed taxes, you have the opportunity to challenge them on the local level, because I think we've all come to the conclusion, Tom, that most of us can't do anything about what these blowhards are doing in Washington. And we thank you so much for your call. We appreciate that. It's always nice to get a little bit of a lesson on the IRS. And these cases that he's talking about, like Pollack and Halvering and cases like this, it's okay to go research that, Gregory versus Halvering. And the quote from Learned Hand, Judge Learned Hand. Look up these quotes. I mean, these are Supreme Court justices that basically are saying, look, there's nothing wrong with minimizing your taxes. What are you going to do, call me a domestic terrorist now because I'm encouraging people not to have to pay so much in taxes because you have write-offs? I was told once, and this is not financial or legal advice, all right? I was told because I called a tax helpline, and it was a group in Vegas that are helping taxpayers avoid paying all those big taxes. And did you know what they're telling me? I was just shocked. Is that in the name of security, if you are itemizing deductions and you have a dog and the dog barks or the cat meows and jumps on the bed and wakes you up when someone is in the yard or comes to the door. You know those little dogs that bite your ankles, the noisemakers? Some of you have some of them. Well, did you know, according to this, this is an ex-Treasury officer told me you can deduct all their expenses, including boarding, vet bills, food bills, any of the medicines that they take on a regular basis from your income tax as security because they help protect your property. I don't know if you knew that or not, but this is what I've been doing ever since this Treasury, former Treasury agent told me that I could deduct. There's a solution for you, for those of you pet lovers out there. Big dog, little dog, doesn't matter if they bark when people come around. I can tell you right now that when I own German Shepherds, nobody's coming in my yard. Not only are they great, great watchdogs, but they're also so intimidating, burglars won't want to show up unless they bring poison meat. And if that happens, well, that's now you're committed another felony under federal law in animal abuse. So, but the thing is, when I found out about this opportunity to deduct all my expenses for my pet, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. He goes, nope, the IRS will allow it. And ever since I found that out, I've been doing it. Now, like I say, you can ask your CPA about it. There are tax organizations out there that will help you minimize your tax debt. A lot of things work in your favor if you are self-employed as a legitimate business under one of these little organizations. It's not an incorporation. LLCs are organized. They're not incorporated. All right. I have some. I've done this. This is what you will do. Like Larry and Leavenworth, you were talking about setting up a CLT, Community Land Trust. And Larry, I hope you hit us with an email there with your contact info, because I meant what I said about getting you that information and helping you set up a CLT. We'll do it just to show other Power Hour listeners how you can be empowered as an American citizen. You want solutions? I'm giving you one. If you happen to read The American Mind, they are coming out with an article entitled Class War is Just Beginning. And this is what, it starts with the school and what they're teaching your kids. Seismic economic and demographic changes will feed division and conflict is the subtitle. And here's the thing. It's evidence right there in your face. It's happening right now. With the seeming deconstruction of the Biden administration proceeding at a rapid clip, many on the right hope for an end to the conscious stoking of class resentments that has characterized progressive politics. Yet despite the political meltdown, America's class divides have become so wide and so bitter that Biden's presidency may prove more a prelude than a denouement for the future of class warfare. Under both parties, according to the American Mind, American society, traditionally egalitarian, at least in theory, has become ever more divided by financial class. You got the rich, you got the poor. Those in the middle are being choked off. Today, the Federal Reserve demonstrates that the top 1% have more assets than 60% who occupy the middle rungs. The remarkable rise of the tech oligarchy has paced this change, creating a gusher of wealth for the chosen few, including youthful, unproven startup CEOs turned instant billionaires, as well as an unprecedented boom on Wall Street. The pandemic has accelerated this trend, vastly enriching the elites and raising executive salaries to the highest levels ever. Meanwhile, much of the working and middle classes may become increasingly dependent on what Marx called the proletarian alms bag. In the process, the traditional ballast of American politics, a striving, aspirational middle and working class, has been decimated. Our system rests on the notion of class mobility in both directions as causing more harm than good, notes the recent Edelman Trust survey, and a large majority of fears being left behind economically. The prelude to autocracy and an expanded state, whether in 20th century Europe or places like Chile today, rests upon alienation and a market that seems incapable of providing opportunities for most families. The biggest loser in the 21st century America has been the working class, and this is why I say, folks, in short, before the break, and Sheriff Richard Mack comes on board, if you were to start your own business, your own LLC, you would find that you can keep more of your money up front rather than let your employer take it and give it to the government. You have less to live on up front than you would if you were self-employed. Folks, heed my words and take action. We're coming up on the break right now. We'll be back with Sheriff Richard Mack here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Resvital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oregano Juice, Purely C, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregarest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
This craft that the Strokes family had of recognizing the medicinal value of herbs by taste and then putting formulas together, knowing the herbal ingredients they needed, but putting them together in perfect proportion by taste, just like a chef would, the Strokes Heart Drops, the world-famous Strokes Heart Drops that saved my life, Jim Strokes's and many others, my dad, my list goes on and on. But those Heart Drops, they were developed, created 40 years ago for Jim himself after a heart attack. Now, this formula fixed my high blood pressure over 20 years ago, and I have had great blood pressure since.
Call Jay at 877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Ah, there's the famous horn fanfare at 33 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Wednesday, January 12, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Letting you know those Strauss products you just heard about are 10% off this week at the Power Mall, along with Transderma Minerals products. And if you put happy 2022, because we do want you to be happy, happy 2022. And if you put that in your checkout box, you get 5% off your next purchase at the Power Mall with that code through the end of February. We appreciate that. Keeps us up and going, and we can have guests like Sheriff Richard Mack on the show. He is from the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Their website is cspoa.org. And right after the last interview I did with Sheriff Mack, I went and signed up and became a member. And Richard Mack is here with us again on the Power Hour. Our number is 844-769-2944. If you want to chime in and ask Sheriff Mack a question, he's on the phone with us now. Welcome back to the Power Hour, sir.
Thanks so much, Dave. It's great to have an opportunity to be back with you. And it's great to have you as one of the newest members of our Sheriff's CSPOA posse.
Well, I appreciate that, sir. And not only that, but I mean, the webinars and the educational stuff that you've got on your website is just phenomenal. Could you tell our listeners about what to expect if they sign up?
Well, we expect them to be part of the solution. We expect them to help the CSPOA get our message out to sheriffs and peace officers and public officials that we're under no obligation to go along with oppression, tyranny, and the destruction of our country, our liberty, and our Constitution. As a matter of fact, it's quite the opposite. We must stand with, and we of course focus on the sheriff because he's independent, he answers only to the people, and he sworn an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. We invite all chiefs of police, all peace officers, all public officials to be part of this solution. And the important thing about our solution is that it's a peaceful one. We do not advocate violence. We don't need to have violence if we have sheriffs and the people standing together in civil disobedience and noncompliance, that we will not go along with dictators in America, self-appointed dictators in America that are clearly the antithesis of the American dream and the constitutional republic that was founded upon principles of natural rights. and God-given rights. So I know I said quite a bit with that, but it is a huge undertaking that we have here with the CSPOA, and we cannot do it without we the people being involved. And so this is the only peaceful and effective solution I've seen in America. It's obvious that there is no solution in Washington, D.C., and so we have got to take this county by county, we the people, along with one good constitutional sheriff at a time, and we are thrilled with the response, and we now need the people of America to step up, join us in this holy cause of liberty, as Patrick Henry called it, and let's take our country back.
You gotta love that. Mark W. Reynolds is the name that I just looked up. That's the sheriff of where I'm at, and Mark W. Reynolds. And this is the thing, folks. You've got to identify your sheriff and find out whether or not he has taken Sheriff Richard Mack's classes. Because now, Sheriff Mack, explain your training if we can locally hook you up with our sheriff.
Yeah, that should be pretty easy. We've got some more coming in Texas, and we're actually doing a fundraiser this Sunday. And I need to see the flyer. I think I have it right here in front of me. Yeah, there was an article about in the Montgomery Free Press in Montgomery County, where one of our good constitutional sheriffs is the sheriff. That's Sheriff Rand Henderson. And this meeting, this fundraiser is this weekend, and I'll be dang, I cannot see on this copy I have. I cannot see where it is. It's Spring, Texas. And I will have to get a magnifying glass during the break or something to be able to see this. Anyway, CSPOA.org, fundraiser party, God bless the USA. This has been put on by local citizens there in Texas, just right outside Houston. And, again, I believe it's in Spring, Texas. If anybody wants any information about that, please call us at CSPOA. Just go to CSPOA.org, call us there, and you can get more information. And I'll give my personal email right now. Anybody wants to attend, email me at sheriffmack@hotmail.com. Sheriff Mack, M-A-C-K, sheriffmack@hotmail.com. And I don't mind putting that out there because it's been out there for a long time, and I've had that email for 25 years. So anyway, folks, the reason I'm doing that is if you are at all close to Spring, Texas, please come by. You'll learn a lot, and I'll get to meet you, and we'll help fundraise for the CSPOA because we have some major, major projects going on in 2022 because we're doubling down on our effort to create constitutional sheriffs and thus the solution for America in taking our country back.
Right. That's a good thing. And I am also a member of the Florida Sheriff's Association, have been since 2012, and donate to the kids camp, which a lot of those kids, after they get out of there, they actually go into law enforcement, and that's a really good thing. And they get these kids off the street that otherwise probably would have gone down the wrong road and put them on the right road, and that's one of the reasons why I've been an avid supporter of them, Sheriff Mack. Now, you're now sending letters to governors and AGs, and what's that campaign all about?
Well, we just want to put everybody on notice what we're, the sheriffs are going to be doing and not tolerating. Recently, within the last year, every sheriff in Utah wrote a letter publicly sending it out to AGs and governors and the president and so on and so forth that they would not allow any more gun control to be enforced by the federal government or state government in their jurisdictions. Well, it was all 29 counties in Utah, and this was each sheriff. We don't usually get good stuff from Salt Lake County. It's a very liberal county. Yes, it's a very liberal county, and the sheriff there even joined and united with the other sheriffs and supported this. That's what this is about. And what we want is all sheriffs to do similar. Don't sit back and wait for a problem to occur. Put them on a preemptive notice. Let them know right up front that they better not come into your county and violate the rights of the people of any kind. I don't care if it's Second Amendment, First Amendment, Fifth Amendment, Fourth, Sixth, whatever it is. Let them know that the rights of the people will be protected at all costs, and that we will not tolerate any more of this tyranny that's going on in our country. And let them know, we will not arrest people for who are not wearing a mask. That's a personal choice. We're not going to arrest or force anybody to take a vaccination. That's a personal choice. And it just really seems odd that the Democrats have forgotten civil rights now. Civil rights have been completely destroyed in the name of our government taking care of us. Well, we're letting these letters fly all over. Sheriff Bob Songer in Washington State led the way on that. And he let every bureaucrat know, if you violate the rights of the people here, I will take criminal action against you. And lo and behold, the local school superintendent called him and said, you're not threatening to arrest me, are you? He said, no, all you have to do is keep your oath of office and follow the Constitution. We're going to be just fine.
So, wow, what a warning.
So this is, yeah, I know, exactly. So we're really trying to make sure that other government officials know and understand that sheriffs are no longer going to go along with this, and we're not going to put up with it.
I want to kind of get into a situation because you were talking about vaccinations and everything else. There was a case in Louisiana where a child went to school and the school nurse basically said, well, you know, you have the opportunity right now to get the vaccine, so we're going to give it to you. And they pressured the kid into getting it. And the mother did not give her permission for the child to get the vaccine. And
yeah,
when
I'm very familiar
when
with that,
you went, and of course, then all of a sudden, here's a paper, a waiver with her signature on it. It's like, I didn't sign that. So it's like, okay, now we have a lawsuit filed. Look at this from a criminal perspective. If you're a constitutional sheriff in that parish, what would you do, or what could you do?
Investigate the school nurse and the school for attempted murder. I guess you could look at it that way, depending on how many vaccinations we can prove have actually killed people. But I would say this, it is definitely assault, and the forgery that they committed is definitely a crime. Altering a state document is a felony. So this is obvious a criminal investigation. No, you don't just go in there and start arresting everybody. You ask your sheriff or the chief of police to conduct a criminal investigation and determine if the law has been broken. And if it's just a civil matter, and then, as you alluded to, yes, then that's a lawsuit waiting. But it's probably both. It's probably a lawsuit and criminal action should be taken against any idiot who forcibly puts this kind of poison into my child without my permission. And schools have gotten way out of line on this particular issue of who's really in charge of the child while they're at school. That has been a debate for quite some time. And schools and the states believe that they own the child, and this kind of stupidity has been happening far before the coronavirus vaccine came out.
Okay, and as far as the frontline doctors, we have had a frontline doctor on the show yesterday, Dr. Syed Hyder, and Dr. Hyder, we're actually putting out a COVID protocol book. Dr. Hyder will actually help people accumulate the necessary drugs to fight COVID if, in fact, they're unvaccinated and they get it. Or think they're coming down with it, they'll already have all the stuff they need to fight it in their medicine cabinet in advance. I think it's a great program, and I wonder, what is CSPOA doing as far as helping back the frontline doctors out there that are pushing back against these mandates?
Well, that's That's quite coincidental that you asked that, because 6 weeks ago, the CSPOA signed a partnership with the Frontline Doctors, and I am on the National Board of Directors for AFLDS, the Frontline Doctors. And we work very closely with them because they know that we have a solution for these doctors who have been trying to stand and tell the truth about the masks and the vaccines and Fauci's lies. And so, we're thrilled with the partnership that we have with them. I've already met with Dr. Simone Gold several times, and she's become a very good friend. But I am proud to be part of working with these brave doctors and medical professionals that are standing for the truth.
Right. I just got a Christmas card from Simone Gold, as a matter of fact. So that's kind of neat. And I donate to the Frontline Doctors as well. So the other thing I wanted to mention, Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour is coming out to Arizona, just outside Phoenix at Dream City Church. Are you aware? This weekend,
right.
Friday, Saturday.
Yes. I'm going to be there.
I figured you were, and you're going to be speaking at that event, I would hope.
I don't know. At the beginning, I wasn't sure that I was open and free that weekend because I've been so busy. But we had something canceled this weekend. And so I'm still going to Texas on Sunday for our fundraiser.
Sure.
But Friday and Saturday are now open. And so I texted Clay Clark and told him I'm going to be there and that he could use me any way he wants. So, but there's definitely some people I need to talk to while I'm there. So I'm going to go and enjoy myself and get some people on board with what we're doing that I need to talk to there. And if they have room for me, I'll be happy to speak.
Well, they should make room for you. I can tell you that right now, because I was at the Dallas event covering it for the Power Hour. And I'll tell you, the number of contacts we made, including Simone Gold, Dr. Peter McCullough was there. Dr. Richard Bartlett from West Texas was there. Mm-hmm. I interviewed him extensively. I mean, these people are just amazing, stepping out as they are, putting themselves at risk, getting the word out. And I think it's wonderful that you've aligned yourself with them and that you're on their major committee. So this is a good thing as far as mobilizing people to fight back. Now, what's your take on the fact that Olson and others inside the DOJ are now coming out saying we're going to start identifying all of we the people as domestic terrorists? That has to just go against the grain of everything you stand for.
Well, of course, and it's right along the same line of Governor Inslee out in Washington State and a few others, and our own Washington, D.C. corrupt politicians who are now suggesting we separate the vaccinated from the non-vaccinated and that we start quarantining the non-vaccinated. Of course, now they're talking about concentration camps in America for the non-vaccinated. That's exactly what this is all about. And it alarms me that more law enforcement officers and officials and sheriffs are more concerned in recognizing this Gestapo Nazi communist takeover of America, and that it's something that they think they have to go along with. It is a full-time job trying to educate the officers about their proper role in the American Republic and what their duty is to protect and defend the people against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And when you realize that that has nothing or very little to do with street gangs and everything to do with political gangs and gangs of Washington, D.C.
Well, and the reason I brought that up, Sheriff Mack, is because there was a bill filed and signed off on. There's a proposed revision under WAC 246-100-040 to include the COVID protocol under the Washington State Communicable Disease Act. And they're talking about utilizing law enforcement for the purposes of rounding up specific groups or individuals and putting them in these camps under an emergency detention order. And we are actually posting that copy of that bill on our website on thepowerhour.com. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to bring that up. You are very much aware of that and what they're trying to do. Is it true that there are over 800 different FEMA camps in America?
No, I've heard that for a long time, and I've never been able to verify that. I think that's a little bit of hype.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I haven't been able to go to each one of the locations. I have never seen a quote FEMA camp, but I guarantee you they could be set up very easily. And I know they've talked about it numerous times. But that there's 800 that exist right now, I doubt that.
Right. And then, see, this is one of the things, you know, we try to, you know, put that fire out, because a lot of people go online and they do the research like I have, and they look at the figures and they look at a list of state by state of where these camps are. And I'm just like scratching my head going, you know, I've looked into this thing and I can't find anything. So I think a lot of this stuff,
yeah.
and sad but true, the right wing actually has come out fear-mongering and putting out false information as well, and stuff like that should be stopped dead in its tracks.
Yeah, and I'm constantly dealing with that kind of thing. You know, there's groups that want the sheriffs to call out their own grand juries. There's sheriffs that want to, there's people that want the sheriffs to do a lot more that really is not part of their assigned duties or their sworn duty. And we don't want to skew the separation of powers, and that the prosecutor and county attorney is in charge of grand juries, not people choosing their own grand juries by themselves. And the sheriff, there's been no sheriff that has called out a grand jury within the last 100 years in America, not one. And people say, oh, well, we need to go back to that. No, we just need to go back to the Constitution and having people who swore the oath to the Constitution to actually keep their oath. That's as simple as this is. However, to get rid of the ignorance and to get all these public officials educated is quite a daunting task, and that's what we have undertaken at the CSPOA, and that's why we need everybody's help. And we need your financial help. We need your time. We need your talents. And we need to make this thing go viral across the country, and to get people to accept that this is a legitimate solution.
And I believe it is, too. The Supreme Court case for state sovereignty, Mac Prince versus USA. And a lot of people may not know this, but, you know, the Supreme Court, actually, when you went after the Brady Amendment and nailed that, and the court basically said the federal government may not compel the states to enact or administer a federal regulatory program. That was out of New York versus U.S., and that was cited in your case when you went after the Brady Bill and defeated it in front of the Supreme Court of the United States. We want to make sure that people know that this is available at the Power Mall. In addition to the pocket constitution, both of these documents are available at the Power Mall. Everybody should have them. You need to read them and understand that Sheriff Mack and his partner went to great lengths to stand up for the constitutionality of the Second Amendment of the United States and defeat this at the Supreme Court level. That was very commendable on your part, sir. And I'm glad that you put this little booklet out. I read it constantly.
Well, it was quite a miracle, and that little booklet is a miracle, and the most powerful 10th Amendment decision in the history of America. And every person listening to this program and every person in this country should be familiar with that case. It's absolutely astonishing how powerful that was. And Scalia, who wrote the decision, set a tremendous example what every Supreme Court decision should be based on, and that is the Constitution, American history, and the Founding Fathers' intent. And we're looking at a Supreme Court decision that's going to come out here really soon, and I guarantee you that's going to be just the opposite. It's going to be wishy-washy. It's going to be about health, and it's going to have very little to do with our Constitution.
Well, I was very surprised, Sheriff Mack, that the liberal justices misquoted the statistics, especially Sonia Sotomayor, stating that 100,000 children were affected and being hospitalized when the figure was actually 3,500.
Well, see, these people are Democrats first, and they're political hacks first, and that's why Sotomayor was actually selected to be in the Supreme Court, along with Kagan and several others. Some of the Republicans are doing a very poor job of standing for the Constitution as well. And it really scares me. Roberts has been horrible on the Constitution. Amy Barrett, is that her name? The new lady.
Amy Coney Barrett, yeah.
By Trump. That was rushed through way too much. She's not very constitutional, and I'm waiting for her reputation as a constitutionalist to come through, and it hasn't yet. And I guarantee you, watch this. It's going to be very wishy-washy. They're going to remand it back to the states, which is going to create more litigation that people are going to have to now fight the states. And the Supreme Court could put a stop to all of this, but they're not going to. And you wait till the Democrats, they're going to talk about only one issue, and that is, well, people are sick. And to prevent sickness, of course, the president can do what he's doing. And the federal government can do what they're doing. Of course, they're taking care of us. That's what they're supposed to do.
No doubt. I think that this is going to be an issue that we're all going to be talking about again. And we're going to have you back on the program. Sheriff Richard Mack, thank you so much for joining us today. CSPOA.org is the website. I encourage you to join up and get involved. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're out of time. We will be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.